Hello and welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. In case you missed it, Crocs, the footwear, they have a mascot, and it's weird. I didn't know this until today.
Okay.
Crocs, you know, the shoes that you like that are ugly and awful and no one should wear them?
They're very useful to go outdoors in, and yes, I own a pair.
Well, I guess they freaked out the internet yesterday. If you go into a Crocs store, which I had no idea there was a store dedicated to Crocs.
That's where all us Crockies hang out, all us cool people.
They have a mascot.
That's right.
It's called Croc Man.
I'm kidding. I didn't know they did, but they really do? It's called Croc Man?
It's basically a croc with plastic arms and legs, and on his feet he's wearing Crocs. Now, this isn't a crocodile wearing Crocs. This is a croc shoe wearing Crocs. He's wearing himself. Croc Man is wearing himself.
Now, that may get a little bit.
Is he made of the shoe, or is the shoe made of him? Does it hurt? Does he scream when he thinks about it? I feel bad for Croc Man.
It is weird, you know, to have a shoe, a mascot that's wearing himself, made of himself. I mean.
Right. I just don't get it.
I don't know. Hush Puppies. There were shoes called Hush Puppies. Uh-huh. But you could eat those, and they didn't have anything
that's true.
Cool on,
yeah.
So.
I always wondered, like at McDonald's, the Hamburglar and all the different McDonald's characters, if they ever got the McDonald's cookies and if they could bear to eat themselves.
Well, M&M's.
That is creepy. They're cannibals. When you watch the commercial, M&M's are cannibals, and that's weird too.
It's not the behavior you want to teach children.
No, These corporations need to work better on their mascot game is what I'm
the
saying.
The earthquake in California caused a big crack.
Say no to crack.
And people are going to go see it.
No crack.
During the story, I'd like for you to not make yo mama jokes. At the end, we'll give you a moment of silence, and you can make your own, okay?
Okay.
California's newest tourist attraction is its earthquake crack. The largest earthquake in 20 years occurred in Southern California, and they left a huge, enormous crack across the Mojave Desert. Residents and out-of-towners have been flocking to check out the damage, taking selfies with the crack, putting their arms and legs inside the crack. They want to know how deep the crack goes.
I've been hearing about the earthquake. I mean, that would be scary.
It would be.
And I don't know. California's about to fall out in the ocean. So I look at everything that goes on weather-wise. My goodness. And the fires, the earthquakes, and property so expensive.
It doesn't seem worth it, does it, California?
No. I mean, I'm sure it's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And now there's a big crack in it.
Right. Well, now the crack, I mean, that's a tourist attraction.
But I mean, it's so expensive, which that may help them with their debt to sell look at our crack t-shirts.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. Then they'd have the, I saw California's crack and all I got was a stupid t-shirt. Tony had some tips for staying cool this summer.
I hope these hail.
And now, Tony's tips to staying cool this summer. Number one.
The neighbor's pool. First though, learn their work schedule and what days they work late. Then just hop on in. But be careful if they like the Second Amendment.
Tip number two.
Hotel ice machines. If you don't have a bucket of theirs, hold out the waistband of your shorts and then just fill her up, bro.
Staying cool. Tip number three.
The Walmart oil change area. Just sit on the bench and look out the window every once in a while and act like you have a car out there.
And Tony's last tip.
Tell my ex-mother-in-law that you're leaving her daughter for a young hottie. Woo, that was a cold day right there.
Stay cool this summer. Use Tony's tips on staying cool. If you're planning a vacation, why not someplace here in the Upper Cumberland? Vacations are hard to plan. Why not just go up the road to downtown Spencer? Oh, sure, it's close to Fall Creek Falls, but really, how many times can you go over that swinging bridge? Instead, visit the Spencer Shopping District.
Shop at great stores like Dollar General and the Tobacco Outlet. So many great landmarks to see. Much like the Ark in St. Louis, the world's only four-wheel drive S-Class Mercedes. Right on the square. We're sure you'll see one of our friendly law enforcement officers in Spencer. Visit Spencer, the Panama City of the Upper Cumberland. Maybe this one will help. Sometimes when you want to go on vacation, you want to do absolutely nothing. So sit back and relax at exit 254 on I-40. There, you'll find absolutely nothing. No, really, nothing at all. Tired of people and don't want to run into anybody? At all? Try exit 254 off I-40. If you get bored, there are some sights to see, like grass growing, paint drying, cows grazing, and the Smith County Solid Waste Center. Exit 254 off I-40. The Montana of the Upper Cumberland. Tony brought us a brand new word of the day today.
Here you go.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Blue cannonballs. Blue cannonballs is what you call two Smurfs jumping into a pool trying to make the biggest splash. Blue cannonballs.
That's Tony's Word of the Day. The best country lyric never written. Poor Daryl.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
We all got sick and we started to puke when Daryl put on his Daisy Dukes.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good.
Real Good.
I love stories where God puts people right where they're supposed to be to help somebody out. And this is one of those stories.
Yeah, I like them too.
Some guy at a beach in Italy, he fell off his unicorn float. So obviously he didn't have his man card with him.
He was on the unicorn float.
He got carried off by the wind and he couldn't keep his head above water. He started drowning, this guy did.
Oh, no.
But just so happened, one of the best swimmers in the world happened to be at the same beach, Filippo Mangini. He's a two-time world champion in the 100-meter freestyle, and he won bronze for Italy at the 2004 Summer Olympics.
Dang,
so sitting there, it's like, yeah, he worked at a lifeguard when he was a kid. No. This guy won a medal at the Olympics. That good of a swimmer.
Yeah, he's half fish.
He heard people yelling, saw the guy in trouble, so lifeguards, they were trying to get a raft ready and all that, so he just swam out there and got him. And help pull him back to shore. The guy swallowed a lot of water, but he's going to be okay. They say he was in pretty rough shape. He's hoping to meet up at some point to say thanks to Filippo.
I bet.
But Filippo's acting like it's no big deal. He said it's just what he had to do and expects anybody else to have done the same thing.
Wow, he's a hero to me.
How cool is that? Way Filippo Mangini, you are
real good.
All right, that wraps it up. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We really do appreciate it. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.